Film scholar Will Haygood wrote after the death of actor Sidney Poitier last week that for decades, black actors and directors such as Lee Daniels and David Oyelowo wanted to meet Poitier to ask him questions. And not only because Poitier was the first black man to win an Oscar for Best Actor. Oyelowo said Poitier was the gold standard of what was possible. Joining us now is Ruben Santiago Hudson, who recently starred in, wrote, and directed the play Lackawanna Blues. He is currently directing Skeleton Crew on Broadway with Felicia Rashad, which opens January 26th. He is artistic advisor for the Manhattan Theater Club, and he's been slated to direct a play about Poitier's life on Broadway. Ruben, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
I love those words. Sidney Poitier was the gold standard of what was possible. How does that resonate for you in your career and in your life?
It's a big statement because it means more than one thing. What's possible as an artist? What's possible as a black artist? What's possible as a father and a man? You know, Sidney Poitier did not set a standard. He was the standard.
What questions did you ask Mr. Poitier when you met him, and what did you learn from him?
I was so in awe that I didn't ask many questions. I sat there and let him, you know, talk and let me just soak it up, you know, and the things that he asked me were more about, like, my mother. So we talked more of that kind of thing. We didn't talk about art. We didn't talk about, you know, those lofty goals that a young artist young compared to Sidney, I am, would have, or an artist in his career would have. We talked about humanity things, human things.
We've heard him described in many ways, his eloquence, his grace. How would you describe him? What words would you use?
Royalty is the first thing that comes to me. Integrity, class, humility. I don't say I was I knew Mr. Poitier well. I knew him in this part of his life, in this latter part of his life, but when I was introduced and I sat there in his home, and he looked at me in awe, like I thought like a bird had droppings on my head or something. He looked at me and he said, "What happened to your hair?" And his wife, Joanne, said to him, "What happened to yours, Sidney?" And that broke the ice, and we just laughed. And just, you know, just spending time in his presence. It's like, you know, I guess people in Britain would think that you were with the king, or well, there's no king in Britain, but the queen. You know, it was that kind of loyalty, just awe.
One of Sidney Poitier's most famous scenes was in the 1967 film In the Heat of the Night, where Poitier plays a detective from Philadelphia who deals with a racist Mississippi police chief. Here's a clip.
Well, you're pretty sure of yourself, ain't you, Virgil? Virgil, that's a funny name for a boy that comes from Philadelphia. What do they call you up there?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Mr. Tibbs! Well, Mr. Wood, take Mr. Tibbs. Take him.
New York Times critic at large Wesley Morris calls Poitier the greatest American movie star, not the greatest black movie star. Do you agree?
Yes, I do agree. I do agree because, first of all, the boundaries that he had to leap over, the walls that he had to break down, the things that were, everything was against him. And he overcame them all with grace and humility and power.
Wesley Morris writes that Poitier was, quote, as crucial in the odyssey of freedom and equity for black Americans, for personhood, as Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman, as Martin Luther King Jr. He was a transformative figure, Ruben.
Yes. Mr. Poitier allowed us the opportunity to peek through that door and maybe push it in a little bit and get inside that door that is Hollywood, because he proved a lot of things right that people thought were wrong about black actors, about our standard, about refusing to accept mediocrity, about refusing to play low, below who we are as human beings and people.
There's another scene I want to play for you from In the Heat of the Night that cultural critic Bijan Bain called one of the most memorable scenes in movie history. Poitier is slapped by a racist white textile tycoon who is getting away with murder, and Poitier slaps him right back.
Was Mr. Colbert ever in this greenhouse, say, last night about midnight?
That moment, writes the critic Bain, sent stunned hushes and hurrahs through theaters across the country.
They call it the slap heard around the world. You know, and it was very interesting that Mr. Poitier had in his contract that that film could not be shown anywhere in the world if you cut that slap out, that it had to be included. It was in his contract. And he refused to do the film. It wouldn't be in his contract. So they put that in his contract. So whenever you see that movie, you know, where they have cut out a lot of things, interracial relationships, people kissing from different races, they cut that out of a lot of movies, particularly in those days. He demanded that he be treated with integrity and that the things that matter to him most would be a part of his legacy. And that's his integrity and who he was as a man and as a human being.
Sidney Poitier won his Best Actor Oscar for his role as a down-on-his-luck traveling handyman who stops by a convent of German nuns in remote Arizona. I want to play a clip here.
You go to bed. Tomorrow Sunday is. The mass in town is 9 by the clock.
I'm a Baptist. I don't go to mass.
We go.
Well, how'd you get there before I came along?
We walk every Sunday. Now we got you.
Now, damn it! You ain't got me.
Good night, Schmidt.
Now get that very straight.
Schlafen Sie wohl,
and cut that
Schmidt.
Out.
Bless you, Schmidt.
Mr. Santiago Hudson, you spoke about Sidney Poitier breaking boundaries and setting the standard. How do you think Hollywood changed because of him?
Well, first of all, Hollywood realized that there was a financial gain. And when Sidney Poitier, Sir Sidney Poitier, proved that you didn't have to be white to be a star and bring money into the studios, it changed the game. But how much? Not much. Years and decades passed until Denzel Washington was the next star, African-American star, to receive an Oscar. Black films had made money. That's clear. But what marketable black star could open up a movie? Like some of the films that people don't talk about, A Warm December, first film that I think this black doctor that Sidney played dealt with a woman with sickle cell anemia, which is a disease that is exclusively to black people. So we dealt with an issue about our community that's never dealt with a black doctor here.
Let's listen to a clip of that film.
I think you're very devious.
Girl, blowing people's minds must be your hobby.
Girl, don't you ever hold still for 1 second?
Stay in London and find out.
And people don't talk about A Warm December or some of the first love stories with a black woman, The Love of Ivy.
We found a clip. Here it is.
I'm taking you into the city. That's where you wanted to go in the first place, isn't it? Well, now you get what you want.
How does anybody know what I want? Nobody asks me. People just tell me. Ivy stay. Ivy go. Doesn't anybody say please?
Another film that I think should have many more accolades, Buck and the Preacher. He did a Western with Harry Belafonte that made heroes and villains of black people instead of just villains or stereotypes or parts and pieces of who we are as people. They were both whole human beings with good and bad.
We're going to just ride and sometime walk in their back and just dig it. You're crazy.
Those films were quite lucrative. They really lit the African-American community up. We loved those films. I showed them to my kids. We watch them together and we still repeat lines.
One of his most popular movies was in 1967, To Sir With Love, who, as a teacher, gains the respect of unruly high school students in London. Here's a clip.
First of all, the bleeding alarm didn't go. Then I had to wait hours for a bus. But you know, I think I must have stood there for about 3 bleeding hours waiting for
Example.
A bus.
Example. There are 2 ways to enter a room. One is like an adult, a lady with dignity. The other is like a brat. Miss Dare has just shown us the second way. Perhaps you would care to demonstrate the first.
Just to hear him speak, it's so moving. He had such a way, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And also, if you when you really watch his films, watch his eyes, watch how he the intention in his eyes, the story behind the story that's in his eyes. He looks at other actors and he bores through them into their heart, to their soul, and he demands something from other actors that lifts and raises their game, that makes them have to come to the game hotter, harder, stronger, more truthful. That's the kind, as an actor, that's what you dream of, that you can look across at a person that demands more from you. And Mr. Poitier did that in every film.
Ruben Santiago Hudson is a playwright, director of the Broadway show Skeleton Crew, and artistic advisor of the Manhattan Theater Club. Mr. Santiago Hudson, thank you very much. What a delight to have you.
It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate any opportunity I can to applaud Sir Sidney Poitier.